Hello, I'm Jill O'Shaughnessy and you're listening to ABC Radio Perth. Here, gardening guru Sabrina Hahn tells you how to keep your plants protected from summer heat.
Okay, don't panic. It's my best advice for people. So what happens is a response to heat and too much moisture loss, plants wilt. So they wilt because that means the surface of the leaf doesn't get as much direct sunlight because it's hanging down rather than standing up nice and bright.
That's quite clever.
It's very clever. So don't panic when you see all your big leaf plants wilting because that's a response to I'm not going to transpire any more water out of this leaf because it's pretty warm out there. Remember, it's a fallacy that if you water your plants in the middle of the day, you will burn the leaf tissue. That is a big pile of rubbish.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. There is no truth in that whatsoever. So if you've got plants that are that you really love that are wilting really badly, then go out and water them in the middle of the day. It's not going to harm them. Because what happens with plants is they will reach a stage of where the wilting is so bad that the plant will eventually die. So if you've got special things that are not tough enough to make it through, then definitely water them in the middle of the day because they will need it then. If you've got anything in pots when you're having a heat wave, particularly if it goes more than 2 or 3 days, move the pots into the shade. Even if they're sun-loving plants, move them into the shade. It'll make an enormous amount of difference. If you can't move plants that are a bit sensitive, then you get umbrellas. And this is what I do with my hydrangeas. So every heat wave in summer, I buy really cheap umbrellas. You get the silver sun blocky umbrellas and I just stick those in the garden bed. And that really helps. You can also get a sunscreen that you spray on your plants and that will last for about 6 to 8 months. So that works really well.
But it doesn't stop them wilting. That's to stop them burning.
Well, it will stop a bit of wilt.
Yeah.
Because the leaf is not transpiring. So it stops that leaf from transpiring. So it will prevent wilting. And, of course, mulch. You have to mulch the garden bed. Because if you go down in the, say, on a 40-degree day and you think, I'll pop down to the beach without a pair of thongs around midday, you burn your feet.
Yes, indeed. You do.
Same happens with plant roots. If there's no protection for them and the sun belts into the dirt heats up and cooks the roots. Very important for pots. If you've got black plastic pots out in full sun in 40 degrees, you cook the roots. So you'll need to put a little something around them. But don't, because people see a plant wilting and they go, it's just the plant showing you how clever it is.
Oh, they're very clever, but when they go crispy, you might have a problem.
Crispy is bad. So during summer, do not fertilize. Do not prune. Because if you prune, that's a response for the plant to go, oh, I need to put out new leaves. So it'll put out new leaves and then we get another 40-degree day and because the leaves are young and new and fresh, they just sizzle and then they'll fall off and die. So the other reason we don't prune is if you've got a nice bushy shrub like or a lemon tree and you prune all the inside of it, then all that part of the tree gets sun where it never got sun before and it gets sunburnt. Plants get sunburnt.